A powerful cyclone has hit eastern India and Bangladesh. Officials have said that it was one of the most ferocious cyclones ever seen. What was the intensity of the cyclone?
Cyclone Umphun was an extremely severe cyclonic storm, which had a sustained wind speed of 155 to 165 kilometers, gusting up to 185 kilometers. As you must have seen, it wreaked havoc in the state of West Bengal, and extensive damages occurred in 7 districts of West Bengal, including Kolkata, the city of joy. The cyclone was also accompanied by storm surge, which went up to 4 to 5 meters high. We do not have much information on how much of land area had been inundated due to the cyclone, but it is expected that there have been heavy damages in the coastal district due to the inundation. Kolkata city has been ravaged by this killer storm. There is extensive damage to the power and telecommunication infrastructure. Trees have been uprooted. Water logging has been reported in several places in the city, and the district administration is working in a war footing manner to restore the situation.
So what is the current situation in these areas? Do you have any estimates of the scale of destruction yet?
So far, 72 people have lost lives in the state of West Bengal. Luckily, the damage has been much lesser in the state of Orissa. If we compare it with West Bengal, it is estimated that sectors like housing, power and telecommunication, water sanitation, agriculture will be badly impacted. We do not have the figures from the district yet. The assessment is going on, and more information will be available in a day or two.
So what measures were taken for disaster resilience, and what's being done for response and restoration now?
Before the landfall, both the state government, that is Orissa and government of West Bengal, had undertaken massive evacuation. More than 1.5 lakh people were evacuated in Orissa, and near about 5 lakh people were evacuated in West Bengal. So because of this large-scale evacuation, probably the number of deaths has been quite low as of now. But there is a possibility that the figure might increase, because the government has not yet completed the assessment, and some of the coastal districts are not fully accessible. So there could be an increase in the number of deaths as well in the state of West Bengal. The administration is working on a war footing manner in the affected districts. National Disaster Management Force, State Disaster Management Force, State Police Services, quick response teams of Calcutta Municipal Corporation, Fire Brigade, and the entire state government machinery, starting from the state level till panchayat level, are working to restore the services in this affected district.
Ranjan, this is a time when the country is also combating the COVID-19 infection. In such a scenario, are COVID prevention measures also being followed in the shelter homes and in response and restoration procedures?
There has been challenges for sure on ground, but I would say that the government in both the states have made lot of efforts to implement some of the COVID prevention measures. Shelter homes have been equipped with water and sanitary water facilities, hand washing facilities. Masks have been distributed. Wherever possible, physical distancing have been maintained. But as I said, there are challenges on ground, and district administration, state government, along with the civil society organizations, are trying their best to handle the situation.
So after causing large-scale destruction in eastern India, the cyclone moved towards Bangladesh. So what's the situation there?
So after the landfall in West Bengal, the cyclone has now weakened into a depression, and presently it lays centered over Bangladesh. And it is very likely to continue to move northeastwards and weaken further. So in Bangladesh, it has not brought much damage. Of course, it has caused some damages. There has been data or information available from the media on damage to the houses and breaching of embankments. But as such, the cyclone has not been very damaging in Bangladesh.
So these are cyclone-prone areas, and we've witnessed large-scale destruction in the past as well. How have things changed in the last few years? Has the scenario improved so that these natural disasters cause minimal damage to life and property?
Both Orissa and West Bengal have made significant progress in the field of cyclone risk management. And particularly, if we look at the state of Orissa, It received international acclaim last year for significantly reducing the loss of life during Cyclone Fani. So if we compare the super cyclone which hit Odisha in the year 1999 and killed 10,000 people, and if we compare it with Cyclone Fani, which occurred in the year 2019, it killed only 64 people. So the response and the preparedness capacity of the government of Odisha has significantly improved, and there is no doubt about it. Similarly, in the state of West Bengal, there has been a lot of work in the area of preparedness, particularly community preparedness, and also preparedness at the institutional level, administrative level. The state government has the state disaster response force. The state government has constituted disaster response team at the panchayat level. So when it comes to cyclone preparedness and response, I would say there has been significant progress. Of course, there are rooms for more improvement, but there has been significant progress in both the states. But what is concerning is the increase in the economic loss. If we look at the economic loss, and we will see that there has been a constant increase in the economic loss, particularly loss of economic loss due to livelihood and also in the infrastructure. And it has been continuously increasing. So there is a need to strengthen the framework of disaster risk governance in the country and integrate the principles of resilience in every area of development planning if we want to reduce the economic losses due to these cyclones.